Lifeway.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The president reached out. He reached out in every way to the Republicans last year to say, hey, let's work on health care. Let's work on this. They made a very calculated decision that they decided that it was in their best interest to not see much move forward cooperatively, and it would hurt the Democrats because they were in charge. They turned out to be right, but they got a second message. They found out that the public didn't like the Democrats, but they sure in the devil didn't like the Republicans either. And most polls show they liked the Republicans less.
All right, so we begin a new week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show looking at the old stuff, if you will. This is the old hackneyed, who are the good guys and who are the bad guys, as a review of 2010 will take place invariably all this week. That's Vice President Joe Biden. Let's move into what happens here, as you know, is that we present both points of view, both sides of the issues on the countdown, and whether it's radio or television, you're going to find now clear delineations in what people are thinking and saying. And so as a review of the year, how the president's doing, we move from Biden, who's obviously an apologist for the president, to another one of the president's chief advisors who's here in this conversation with David Gregory on the weekend's NBC Meet the Press.
A season of progress, the president called it, and it was just November 3rd. The president was talking about a shellacking that he was responsible for in the midterm election. Then some unexpected victories in this lame duck session. What happened in that interim time from the president's point of view? Was there a course correction that he ushered in?
Well, I think as the president said right after the election, what we heard and what the nation said during the election is that they really wanted to see Congress and the president and the administration in Washington working together. They wanted us to deliver on behalf of the American people. And I think what we saw over the course of the last few weeks is just that. We made enormous progress, as you pointed out, from the taxes where, you know, everyone, when they get their next paycheck, instead of their taxes going up, they're going to go down with a payroll tax, with an earned income tax credit, with a child care tax credit, with a credit so that we can afford to send children to college, and importantly, a credit so that companies will invest and they can take 100% of their expenses now to create jobs for America. So that sends a very positive signal. The START Treaty, probably the president's single most important foreign policy accomplishment, in fact, the most successful treaty in decades, was just passed as well. And then you mentioned Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Now we'll be able to have gays and lesbians serve their country proudly in the military. And it's a military that's based on trust. And so now they'll be able to serve proudly and represent our country. These are all major accomplishments that were achieved on a bipartisan basis with Congress and the president, both sides of the aisle, working together.
You know, the vice president who was on the program last week responded to a question of mine about when people think about the president, are they able to sort of pin him down? You know, what is he exactly? A liberal, moderate, a centrist, or what? And he had this response in part. I want to play it for you.
What he is he is a progressive leader who, in fact, understands that politics is all over the art of the possible.
And that's the art of the possible, to a lot of observers, is a marked change from how he campaigned as somebody who was going to change Washington, change the way Washington operated. Has he made a shift in his own mind to say, I've got to change tactics here, I've got to change strategy here in order to achieve some of the things that I want to achieve?
No, I don't think so. I think the president that we are seeing now is the same person that I've known for over 20 years. When the president was in the state Senate, he had a reputation for being able to work very closely with people on the other side of the aisle and forge that compromise that's pragmatic. He never lets the perfect be the enemy of the good, and I think that's his reputation. What he realized is that he had to be pragmatic, but he was being pragmatic in order to deliver for the American people. And that's really what I think you have to focus your attention for. And that's what he views every decision he makes. He has two priorities: grow our economy, create jobs, and keep America safe. And so every decision he makes is measured against that test.
That's Valerie Jarrett, the White House spokesperson, or one of the advisors. There's 900. I think there are 114 so-called advisors making $140,000 a year or more working in the White House. How that has grown, mushroomed, and become an industry unto itself in the last 8 to 10 years. Okay, moving along now, it's Bob Schieffer from CBS who brings in one of the CBS reporters to talk about the very same thing, where Obama is and where is he going, and therefore, where is the country going?
Do you know of anything specific, Chip, that the president is going to propose here? Because, you know, people talk about ending waste and abuse. Well, that's just a drop in the bucket. You're going to have to start thinking about programs. What does government give us that we can get along without to get this spending back into line? Where does the president intend to go on these things?
Well, certainly one thing this administration has tried to do all along is eliminate wasteful Pentagon spending. They certainly are not going to cut back dramatically on war spending, but some long-term projects, they believe, are things that don't need to happen. But I'll tell you, this president, even though he did say he's going to recall the Republicans' bluff on spending, and I actually think he will, but it's going to be about long-term spending. The last thing this president wants to do is apply kind of an anti-stimulus that will offset the spending that he has put through, the spending and tax cuts that he's put through in the stimulus number one and the more recent stimulus number two. He's not going to do anything that's going to cut back on the growth of government. So I think when he talks about calling the Republicans' bluff on cutting spending, it's going to be long-term, Medicare and Medicaid, things like that. And I think he will be serious about it, but I don't think you're going to see dramatic cuts in domestic spending in the short term.
Let's talk about the president. He's on vacation, and I would guess in a much better humor than even he thought he would be 2 or 3 weeks ago, because he finally got some stuff done during the lame duck Congress. What do you think are going to be the president's priorities in the year to come?
Well, Bob, I think that they see this very successful lame duck period as basically a template or a blueprint of what's to come. The president will compromise when necessary or when he thinks it's politically to his advantage, but he is also going to fight very hard for things he deeply believes in, for example, as he did on Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and as he promised to do on immigration reform. You're also going to see the president use the power of the presidency to keep the liberal side of the ledger happy. We just found out this weekend, number one, that a new Medicare regulation basically says that they're going to have what the Republicans decried as death penalties, end-of-life counseling, and there's not much the Republicans can do about that. And also, the administration is going to set aside tens of millions of acres for possible wilderness designation, reversing a Bush administration policy. So there's a lot the president can do down the road that the Republican Congress won't be able to do anything to stop him.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive. Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrin Nasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Need a new car, but hate the idea of that big new car price? Maybe a quality used car. Makes good sense during tough economic times. But what used car should you look at? Which ones are the most reliable? Get the best gas mileage? And what's a fair price? There are just so many variables. Go to ConsumerReports.org and research your favorite used vehicle. then arm yourself with a used car price report. A used car price report gives you the fair market price based on that specific vehicle's mileage, condition, and upgrades. Plus, you'll get a detailed 17-point reliability history. We also provide a free list of the current, best, and worst used cars, so you can narrow your research quickly. Consumer Reports does not accept advertising, so our ratings and recommendations are honest and unbiased. For the best automotive information on the web, go to ConsumerReports.org. ConsumerReports.org. Expert. Independent. Nonprofit.
Gentlemen, have you thought about trying Viagra but don't want to talk about it with your family doctor? Call Lifestyle Pharmaceuticals. Order the real Viagra, Levitra, or Cialis in just minutes over the phone, as little as $6 a dose. No prior prescription needed. Just answer a few confidential health questions, and upon doctor's approval, your product is shipped discreetly right to your door. Also available, Phentermine, Ambien, Soma, and many more. Call Lifestyle Pharmaceuticals, 1-800-407-6252. That's 1-800-407-6252.
800-510-8255 is the number as we later through the course of the program invite your calls and input. Let's see, moving from Face the Nation, Chip Reed, by the way, is the reporter discussing what may be on the president's agenda. Here, Fox host Chris Wallace speaks with Senator Tom Coburn, who's not celebrating anything that happened in the lame duck session.
So you say you don't want to scare people. Go ahead and scare people, Senator. You scared me the other night when we happened to be at a dinner together. How bleak do you think our financial and economic picture in this country will be over the next decade if we don't get serious about cutting spending?
I think you'll see a 15 to 18% unemployment rate. I think you'll see an 8 to 9% decline in GDP. I think you'll see the middle class just destroyed if we don't do this. And the people that it will harm the most will be the poorest of the poor, because we'll print money to try to debase our currency and get out of it. And what you'll see is hyperinflation. We don't have a lot of options other than living within our means and sending the signal that creates confidence that we can repay our debt and that we're not going to debase our currency to do it.
I want to go back to your role earlier this year. Over the course of the last few months, you were a member of the President's Debt Commission, and you voted for the Bowles-Simpson Debt Commission plan, which called for ending $1 trillion in tax deductions. As a result, you took some heat from a supporter of yours, Grover Norquist, who is the head of Americans for Tax Reform. He says the Democrats snookered you, and let me put up the quote, when he, Coburn, puts his fingerprints, however fleetingly, on a $1 trillion tax increase, he damages the Republican Party. Senator, how do you plead?
I plead that's the kind of language that causes us to not solve our problems. You know, I'm not in the Senate for the Republican Party. I'm in the Senate for America and for the future of our country. And if we're going to measure everything by Republican-Democrat, we're going to continue this down this course that's going to result in our failure. Chris, the history of republics is they average 200 years of life, and they all fail in the history over fiscal matters. They rot from within before they collapse or are attacked. And it's always over fiscal issues. And we need a wake-up call. We need real leadership, Democrat, Republican, and Independent, to stand up and say we have to live within our means. It means all of us will sacrifice. There's not a problem we can't solve if, in fact, we quit denying what the real problem is and start working on it instead of playing politics with it. So we need to go after what the real problems are, not the symptoms, and not pay attention to the naysayers on both the left and the right, and fix our country. And if we do, we have a wonderful future. If we don't, we have a bleak future.
Tom Coburn, who isn't celebrating anything that happened, he said he was there for America. I would have thought he'd want to tell everybody he was there for his constituents. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LASIG.
Traditional smokers the world over love Le Cig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. Le Cig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of Le Cig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. Le Cig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. Le Cig, for today's modern smoker.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 after the hour, the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of what's going on in the world of news talk radio and television on the air, and as will be the case with lots of programs this week. If you can even find a live host, it'll be a review of the week, the predictable stuff, what's going to happen, the top 10 of whatever for the past year, and looking ahead, what do you think, what do you think, what do you think? All right, we started with Joe Biden talking about the president and the compromising that's good for the American people. You listen to the White House hacks, and then whether they're on the radio or the television, it's pretty much the same message. Let's move to one of the other Sunday programs that we always on Monday morning depend on for sort of an ear's eye view of what's going on. Candy Crowley on the State of the Union show on CNN, speaking with Press Secretary Robert Gibbs about the role Republicans ought to play from his perspective this year, coming year.
Look, the president did not want to see tax cuts extended for millionaires and billionaires, but we didn't have the votes for our position to prevail. You're right, we are going to have some very tough issues coming into the next Congress and over the next couple of years. I think a couple of things can help what has happened in the last few weeks bleed over into next year. I think, and you heard the president say this at his year-end news conference, there was a responsibility of government that I think the Republicans got in the November elections, and they began to understand that responsibility a little bit more in this lame duck than they had in the previous, quite frankly, 18 or so months. They realize
they
now
didn't have the responsibility in the past 18 or so months that they have now.
Exactly. Exactly my point. They understand that to a certain degree they have had over the past few weeks in this lame duck session, and they're definitely going to have on January 5th responsibility for running half of Congress. They can't afford any longer to just simply sit and say no. They have to be part of a constructive conversation.
There's Robert Gibbs, press secretary for the president. Moving along, C-SPAN's Pedro Echevarria, speaking with Frank Luntz, who's a pollster. They talk about the mindset of Americans as we start the new year.
But some of the polling, at least done recently, asking folks about their opinions as far as where you are and where we're going, so to speak. And one of them saying that talking about America's best days. And you broke it down into party. But can you I'll give you the raw numbers. The best days, according to some that are behind us, are 44%. The best days are ahead of us, 45% registered an opinion, 10% gave no opinion, and 2% said the best days are right now. give us the particulars and expand on that.
Yeah, let's take, if you look at it over the last 50 years, this question's been asked, first started to be asked in the early 1950s, and the numbers are more negative today than they have ever been. We have a more negative society. The good news is that this was a very good shopping season. The people started to break out of the shell, started to put out a little bit of money, and at some point it had to happen. You couldn't have a worse season in 07, 08, 09, and then again in 010. But it's a better season based on a lower overall number. And so the American people look at what's happening today, and they're angry and they're frustrated. Even though it's Christmas, we're going to go to calls momentarily, and people are still going to yell and scream. And it's a real tragedy, because in the end, I don't think that there's another country we'd rather live in than this one. I don't think that there's a time that we'd rather be in than this one. With so many opportunities, you've got an iPad right there, with the iPad and the iPhone and the iPod, and when you think of technology and all the opportunities it gives us, that we are now truly a global society, that I've already received phone calls wishing me happy holidays from two people who live in Europe. That cost them nothing through Skype. Mm-hmm. It is amazing what we have at our fingertips. And yet, as that polling number show, half of Americans just think that our best days are behind us. My hope is that for 2011, that we can set aside some of this division, that we can once again treat each other with decency and civility, disagree, mm-hmm. because we do have fundamental principle disagreements, but do so like you and I are talking right now, and that we can begin to be a little bit more optimistic and appreciate the things that we have in this country.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol, and I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic caplet a day, not five or six. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like they always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected. But it turns out I wasn't alone.
At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of vets who've got your back. Whether it's managing the transition home or everyday stuff
like finding a nice sweater for my dog.
Sweater?
Okay, maybe not that. Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We've got your back.
Brought to you by IAVA and the Ad Council.
During Rite Aid's Resolution Rewards, you can resolve to get savings on top of your savings with your Wellness Plus card. Like a $20 plus-up reward when all your purchases, now through January 22nd, add up to $100 or more on thousands of specially marked products all over the store. You'll also be entered to win prizes totaling $100,000 every time you use your card. So make your resolution to earn Resolution Rewards at Rite Aid today. No purchase necessary for sweepstakes. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com.
I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabyte. To get your Extendabyte, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Hello. At OffTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OffTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest of effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Medicare.
The Talk Radio Roundup, a review of what's going on in the world of news talk radio, television, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I'm Doug Steffen. Happy to have you along. The circumstances we find ourselves in here in terms of, a bit, and this will be the tone set during the course of the week for sure, the president and vice president reviewing this past year, politicians reviewing the past year, what's going to happen next week, next month. This, I mean, it's the same old stuff we get into every year, at least in terms of the mindset of those who are doing the proselytizing. But there are some interesting things going on. I think, if you didn't hear that last piece, the pollster, Frank Luntz, talking about the mindset of Americans, he made some good points, and I'm going to review a couple of them for you before we get back or onto our phones at 800-510-8255. A lot of people are yelling. A lot of people are screaming. A whole lot of people are saying things that are exaggerated. Are we spoiled in America? We look at the downside instead of looking at the upside. How many of you, your friends, your neighbors, your relatives, how many of you look at the situation that we find ourselves in, no matter what it is? I mean, it is whether we're talking about politics or we're talking about your life, business. We are so spoiled because we have so much. Are we appreciative of what we have? And maybe looking at the season, the Christmas giving season, and how much people give. What do you feel like you, when you give things, do you feel like you get something in return? You're supposed to do that. I think that goes across the board. I think we are so spoiled that we are not appreciative of what we have. And part of that, it seems to me, rests on the news media. Whether or not the news media ruins it for many of us, if not all of us, in part, I think there's something to be said for that. But the other side of that is fixing the problem. I have a big sign in my office that says, fix the problem, not the blame. Fixing the blame doesn't fix the problem. How do we fix the problem? How do we feel better about ourselves? How do we feel better about our country? How do we face the world every day knowing that there are lots of problems? A lot of people do it with drugs. Hey, I'm not advocating that. But I think we need to look at the reality. And one of the things that is a real problem in our country is our lack of understanding of what goes on in the rest of the world. If you were to travel to so many places, and you don't have to even go that far, go down to Mexico, go through Central America, places in South America, Go to places in the Eastern Bloc countries where they still haven't straightened things out yet. Asia. Go to Africa. And you will find that the world is a completely different place. We've had certainly an Americanization, a modernization of much of the world, but in terms of technology. But these people, it's like being on a different planet. And you don't know that if you don't go someplace. I think everybody ought to make a New Year's resolution to travel someplace outside of America this year. That would help us a lot in terms of our own perspective on things. Okay, so having said that, 800-510-8255. Here's Martin in California who wants to focus on the blame for a moment.
President Obama doesn't have the popularity he had in 2008. It's really simple. It's an absolute visceral attack on, right, you know, from right-wing talk radio like Rush, like Glenn, like Hannity. It's a relentless, it's like almost like a political advertisement for the past 2 years with Rush Limbaugh finding every possible thing to be disagreeing with presidential or, you know, Democratic policy on anything. And it's so obvious. I mean, I've been in the media 30 years myself, and I know how bad radio is doing because, you know, Clear Channel and Viacom and a few of the other, you know, large companies have pretty much grabbed all the radio stations. Right now they're trying to dump, but because their stock is so low. But, I mean, our industry has taken a real large hit with downsizing, and it's all basically around the same conservative political philosophy that got a hold of our airwaves. And large corporate America knows where the money is, and right now the money's in talk radio. But it's so absolutely, obviously negative.
It's an interesting perspective. I'm in California this morning, and I recognize that guy's voice from being on a radio station. And, yeah, I guess you could easily blame right-wing radio. There are lefties who don't do as well. There are some good programs hosted by people who are so-called progressive hosts. Ed Schultz does a good job and gets a good rating. Tom Hartman does a good job and has good ratings. Randy Rhodes has good ratings. I'm not sure I don't know whether I would call her. It's just, she's strident. The people who are strident, like Limbaugh and Hannity especially, this one-way dialogue, they're cutting out a niche. What happens is, you're listening to guys like Al Sharpton, who was around last week. Remember we had Al Sharpton excerpts from his appearances, a couple of talk radio programs, and his own radio program, talking about going to the FCC to try to get regulations promulgated that would keep the Rush Limbaughs of the world in tow. That's not America. That isn't. That is the America that they want, but that's not the America that we're paying for, in essence. We're paying for the freedom to be foolish, for the freedom to say what we want to. The notice goes out to everybody and anybody. Your job is to turn the radio off or to find something to counter those things with. If you're running a radio program and you don't like it, so you find other things. Radio, television, MSNBC has countered Fox. Not as well, but they're gaining. Their audience is increasing. They're doing a pretty good job of presenting the other side. And so that's what it's about. It's this side and that side. It isn't maybe it isn't the talk radio that I grew up in. I started in the 70s, and some of the great voices were not about politics. They were about just things that were going on, sometimes foolish, sometimes silly, sometimes very serious. But it was civil. That would describe the radio that I grew up in, and that may be why I have more of a civil approach to what I do on the radio. And some, in some ways, this is a melting pot of ideas. The countdown was conceived as a way to bring the top 10 stories of the week into focus and to bring both sides to the table and to let people like Martin express themselves. And moving along, Martha, next person to express herself from Texas. Go ahead, Martha.
How do we regain our trust in the American people? And that includes the government, our local politicians, everyone. And I have asked questions. Who do we believe today what information are we getting that's truthful? There's always someone that has an agenda, and we have to guess what their agenda is. And the one big thing that I think is tragic is that the two-party system, their agenda is to get control of our money, to control the United States, control us, the American people, and by getting total control of our money, they will control the world.
Control of your money, control of your mind. There are lots of good books and movies about all that stuff. People have been speculating about mind control for years and years and years. Thinking for yourself comes about as a result of having a good education. If you don't get a good education in school, we're paying for a good education. That's a reason for a revolt right there, it seems to me. But good parents, the folks who are inquisitive themselves, are bringing their children away from so much television, away from the computers, away from the games, and into a focus, whether it's books or magazines or just reading things that come up online that are, there's so much information that's available. You can get so much information about everything today. I think that's one of the wonders. We were talking about technology a few minutes ago. One of the wonders of the age that we're in is the technology that has put at our fingertips so much knowledge and information. And that's really one of the things we can be thankful for and ought to be using more. 800-510-8255 from Texas. We move over to the western side to Arizona. Donald here to offer us some of his thoughts on the countdown.
You know, during World War II, in a period of 3 years, we went from nothing with the Manhattan Project to ending the war by development of the atomic bomb. I think the president would propose a project where in the next 3 years, we were going to build a high-speed maglev monorail system around the country to supplement the airlines, which we all agree that 20, 30 years from now, when the price of oil is going to be relegated to the only for the extremely wealthy traveling from one continent to another continent, that we develop like 21 nuclear power plants around America, all identical, and build a national monorail system, put millions of people to work, use the median on all the interstates, like down in Florida, we have I-95. We have huge access to land where it's not being utilized. We could put construction, train builders, computer people. We could establish a model for the entire world in 3 years. And the Republicans in Congress and the Senate and President Obama, everybody would end up looking like a hero. We could create tens of millions of jobs and have the respect of the entire world and really create something marvelous and magnificent for this country.
Isn't it great to have people like Donald who have some great ideas? What would you like to see the government focus on during the upcoming year and beyond? Your government, your dollar, your time, your effort. What do you think? There's a that gentleman has planted a great seed in our minds. 800-510-8255. As we move ahead, your calls continue here at 16 before the hour on the countdown.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol, and I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic caplet a day, not five or six. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like they always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrin Nasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
At USAA, we believe what customers say about their auto insurance says everything about an insurance company. And USAA members have a lot to say. Jesse writes this on USAA.com. We just saved $1,200 a year with USAA. While Justin writes, Dear USAA, thank you for being completely awesome, with an exclamation point. How does it feel to have auto insurance you describe as awesome with an exclamation point? Switch to USAA auto insurance and find out. Drivers who do save $450 a year on average. Our commitment to serve the financial needs of our military, veterans, and their families is without equal. If you or someone in your family has honorably served, switch to USAA Insurance today. Call 1-800-227-USAA or visit usaa.com/car. Insurance provided by United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas. Membership eligibility restrictions apply. Savings based on 2010 countrywide survey of new customers who switched. Not applicable in Massachusetts.
During Rite Aid's Resolution Rewards, you can resolve to get savings on top of your savings with your Wellness Plus card. Like a $20 plus-up reward when all your purchases, now through January 22nd, add up to $100 or more on thousands of specially marked products all over the store. You'll also be entered to win prizes totaling $100,000 every time you use your card. So make your resolution to earn Resolution Rewards at Rite Aid today. No purchase necessary for sweepstakes. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
800-510-8255, the Talk Radio Review, with your thoughts, your calls, your comments, the year-end review of what's going on in our government, what's going on in our country, what maybe is facing the country, the future, et cetera, on the line. Richard calling from one of our Brownsville stations. Let's see, is this Tennessee or Texas, Richard?
This is Tennessee, my friend.
Brownsville, Tennessee. All right, sir, you're on the countdown. Go ahead.
I just like to see our government get behind abolishing this illegally contrived Federal Reserve, man. I mean, good Lord, about the taxes. That's the only for-profit business in America to pay zero income tax.
There have been so many people who have had so many questions about the Federal Reserve over the years, and nobody seems to want to answer them. Perhaps that's a task for 2010 to make sure that their feet are held to the fire and find out really what we ought to know and what we don't know. There are lots of, if in fact they'd come clean a little bit, they'd be helping themselves. They're their own worst enemy right now by being as secretive as they are. Lots of questions there, sir. Thanks for yours. 800-510-8255. Paula in Florida, what do you want for the coming year?
2 years ago, I got hit by a truck driver coming home from work. And I had to stay home, and so I got very political. And I believe that if people would listen and dissect their words of the politicians, they would get the truth out of them. And this is what they've got to do, because America, I believe America is the greatest land and the greatest United States, and I would not want to live anyplace else. And we take our freedom for granted. And people have got to come back and think what is good for America and the people of the United States. The greed and the fighting amongst the Republicans and the Democrats for the power, you know, that's not helping anything.
Well, what does we again look at the news media and how culpable they are in presenting a system of pictures and ideas and planting things in our minds. Of course, you don't have to watch the stuff, but they bring so much negative, crazy stuff in, and it's usually about silly. I'm looking at some of the headlines this morning. Who's being sued about what? We have this, like, three or four big stories about suits that are going on, and you think, okay, what does that fix? It doesn't fix anything. It's conversation, but it doesn't fix anything. 51 past the hour on the countdown.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
1975. We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We have the news and the newsmakers in focus here, and then opinions after we present the stories, 10 stories a week, the top 10 on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. And then lots and lots and lots. We take hundreds of calls, we screen hundreds of calls every week from folks like you who are listening and want to be heard. Let's get back to our focus on the, I guess we'd say this is the political environment redux. What was it like in 2010? We know. What is it going to be like in 2011? What would you like to see George in Minnesota with a change or not a change in his focus?
Good morning. 1917. Lenin once said that the people don't care what type of government they have as long as their stomachs are full. Right. Now, my stomach has been empty for 4 years. Now, these Democrats were in power in the House, in the Senate, and the executive branch for 2 years, and they've accomplished nothing for the American people. They wasted time on a medical bill that legislation that isn't worth the paper it's written on. They've given rights to gays, and they still continue tax breaks for the rich. So I want to fully reiterate that, you know, that I am independent. I'm not a Republican, and I'm not a Democrat. I already knew where the Republicans stood when Bush was in power. But when I waited for two hours standing in line to vote for Obama, I voted for a change, and I've seen no change. So this is what I propose. Yeah. Since the leadership of this government, regardless if it's a Republican or Democrat, cannot respond to the needs of the average guy, then I propose that we have an armed insurrection against the government and take what we need.
All right, George. That may be. That actually, those words, without explanation on a talk radio program, used to be, and it wasn't that long ago, that would be cause for an investigation by the FCC, listening to somebody say something like that. There are a lot of us who believe that there ought to be some kind of revolution. I'm not in charge of the guns and the ammo. I don't believe that that's the way to go. A revolution in thought, and that can be easily achieved by us communicating with one another. I mean, look no further than the TSA and the power that they've been given. They have no constitutional authority. We've let these people in Washington tell us that we have to do this for our own protection? No, sorry. We don't have to do this for our own protection. Well, this is one of the mindsets hopefully that will change this year. We don't need all this protection. We're wasting billions and billions of dollars on false security. It's foolishness. Phil in North Carolina with an explanation of his thoughts. Go ahead, Phil. You're on the air.
I think the reason that the country is now sounding a more pessimistic tone is coupled to a couple of things, really. The first of which is this galloping socialism that Obama and the current Democratic Party are trying to lead the country into, which I think will be the end of us if we allow it to happen. And secondly is an effective surrender of our national sovereignty, as made manifest largely by this tremendous load of illegal immigration. I think we have arrived at a very sad point in the country where the moochers are now the majority, and you can bet that they will vote to keep it that way.
All right, let's get a couple more quick calls in. Danny, you're next.
You know, this country was built, the industrial base was built on the backs of labor, and our industry has our manufacturers have strived on the progress that we made on this infrastructure based on labor. Now, for some reason, they think that that turning around and giving more money to our corporate giants, which are not reinvesting in the infrastructure in this country, and they continue to want to attack labor and the cost of labor. Well, we can't compete globally with economies that did not use labor for years to build this infrastructure. Now we have to equally compete with these people, and they want to attack us when we continue to see the higher executive levels reach higher and higher levels of income while the lower levels continually decline.
Sandra, you have the last word.
Hi, good morning. I'm just hoping that the Republicans are able to push back some of the legislation that I personally disagree with. They're talking about don't ask, don't tell, as if that's the greatest thing that ever happened in America in the last 400 years. I don't see why that's going to increase national security like President Obama was talking about. I think it's a moral slippery slope that we're on, and I just don't see why that's so significant, given the fact that we still have high unemployment and we're still trying to fight for rights for people in this country that we owe nothing to. I mean, how many Americans need to lose their jobs and homes and have a moral outcry in this Congress or in this country before we start on the next issue of, oh, my God, the